So kids are heading to elementary schools across the country, last days before summer break. Some parents, we hear, are keeping their kids home out of their own fears or because of their kids' fears. What might we say to those kids when we can't even convince ourselves that everything's okay? Dr. Laurel Williams is a professor of psychiatry at Texas Children's Hospital and medical director of the Texas Child Mental Health Consortium. So, doctor, start with the youngest kids who may be seeing snippets of coverage. They hear about it from their brothers and sisters or other kids. How do you even begin?
I think the first thing that we need to do as parents and families is to talk to amongst ourselves as adults to decide what information we want for children to see, and so that way we can help guide them through that conversation.
Yeah, well, we've heard at times, you know, don't bring it up unless they do, because then you might plant a seed that wasn't there. We've heard gently ask them what they know. So how do you start?
I think that it does depend a little bit on the age of the young person, but nowadays with sort of social media and things so ubiquitous, it's likely that they've heard it. So I really do think that it's okay to bring up as in a sort of safe space and ask them what they may have heard about it. One of the things that's really important is to not sort of say your own adult worries and then first just inquire what they know and what they've heard and what they're feeling.
Yeah, that's hard because they've seen you. They've probably seen you weeping in front of the TV or in rage. I mean, you know, let's get to when they ask you point blank, am I going to be shot at school?
We always encourage the answer is no, you're not going to be shot at school. You're going to be safe.
Yeah,
I know it's hard. Yeah. I have a child myself, and these exact conversations happened yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, and what'd you say? What'd they ask?
I brought it up to her. She's at an age that I knew that she was going to hear it somewhere else. And because I feel that it's best she hears it from me as an adult, I shared with her a little bit of information and I said, what more do you want to know? She, you know, was a little bit confused initially and didn't want to talk about it right then. But several hours later, she came back and wanted to know a little bit more.
Yeah.
And again, I just keep asking, what do you need to hear?
Yeah. What about kids, young and old, who don't want to go to school?
That can be tough. One of the biggest things that we know that can sort of foster actually mental health and distress and anxiety disorders is to not keep our routines. So I do think it's important most of the time to keep routines going the same way and to not disrupt them.
Yeah. We're going to be talking later in the program about signs you can look for on the whole other end of this horrific spectrum. What if a parent today is looking at their child, an older child, who might have been bullied in school, who mm-hmm. might have a backpack that they're not letting them look in,
mm-hmm.
what do you do if you're a parent and you have that horrible, gut-wrenching feeling that your child could be troubled?
I think that it's one of those situations where you don't take no for an answer. Teenagers are often giving you signs without telling you this in words, and it's okay to say. It's okay to say, I'm worried. It's okay to say, I need to see your backpack. It's also okay to go and talk to your pediatrician, other sort of guidance from maybe the counselor at school and say, I'm concerned. Can somebody help me? This is the silence is not the answer. It's actually talking and communication.
Yeah. What kind of behavior might parents see in kids? This isn't going to go away. And it comes on the heels of the supermarket shooting where,
correct.
You know, young kids were asking their parents, you know, is it safe to go to the store? Or why would someone want to shoot me because I'm Black? Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. No, it's very difficult. And I think that, again, one of the things I really encourage parents to do is have conversations now with your own trusted adult so that when your child says things, you have a sense of how you're going to answer. It's always okay to let them know. Sometimes maybe if you don't know an answer, you say, you know what, I'm not sure. But I think the issue is for different people, and obviously it can be more difficult if you're concerned for yourself, that you have to be clear that you are there to protect them and that they are going to be safe.
You say your own trusted adult person, you may be a therapist or what, a friend or...
Your spouse, anybody in your circle of friends that you know you can sort of, again, let your hair down and say whatever you need to say, express whatever you need to express. Because, again, if you can help it get a little bit clearer in your mind, then you can be more prepared for when your young person comes and asks you questions.
Yeah.
that's the best way.
And it'll help you too. I'm anticipating, we just have a few seconds here. There might be behavior issues over the next few days, wanting to sleep in mommy's bed or maybe wetting your own, or, you know, they'll work it out in different ways. Texas Children's Hospital psychiatrist Laurel Williams, also medical director of the Texas Child Mental Health Care Consortium. Thank you so much.
Thank you.